After being sworn in as the 57th governor of Missouri on Monday, Governor Mike Parson outlined his priorities for the state at an outdoor press conference.
Workforce development, infrastructure, some of the things that we know we got to improve on is health care. Trying times exposes you to some things that you need to do a better job. So I think you'll see things like telemedicine that'll be a priority.
Along with increasing telehealth services and access, legislators will have to find a way to pay for the voter-approved Medicaid expansion, now part of the Missouri Constitution.
But right now, I think we got close to 1 million people that's on there. The expansion is going to add probably another 200,000. So the reality of it is you got to figure out a way to pay for that. And we've got to be able to figure out either how you save through the cost side of it or how we change the program to save the money to pay for it.
Parson, who was elected to his first full term of office, says a proposal for that expansion will be in this year's budget. When asked for his top priority, the governor quickly replied, the children of Missouri. Early childhood development is the means to make that happen, he says.
If you really want to change society, it's about making sure every kid has an opportunity to an education, regardless where you live, what the circumstances you're living in. We got to figure out how we get them an education. You got to learn how you get them through that process. You got to figure out how you give them the opportunity to give them a job. If you keep doing things the way we've been doing it for decades, you're going to get the same response. Yeah, I want the kids of this state to be better off. I want them to understand what the American dream is about.
The governor is also calling on state lawmakers to implement a Wayfair sales tax for online, out-of-state retail companies. Missouri is one of only a few that currently doesn't do that.
I think Wayfair is something we're going to have to really take a hard look at this year. We know how that's affected us when we did have a lot of people staying at home and how much of a disadvantage it was to local Missouri businesses. We got to be able to find solutions to that.
Nationally, an FBI bulletin warns of plans for armed protests at all 50 state capitals and in Washington, D.C., in the days leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Parson told reporters he's aware of the possible unrest and the state is taking precautions. He also addressed pro-Trump rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol last Saturday that left 5 people dead.
I believe in civil protest, but what I don't believe is I don't believe anybody for any cause has the right to commit crimes, period. I spent a lifetime in law enforcement making sure to preserve that. Whether it's in Washington, D.C., whether it's in Missouri, whether it's in your state, if you are violating the law and you're responsible for your own actions, trying to blame somebody for all your actions is not who we are. People that violate the law should be held responsible.
The governor defused the question whether junior senator Josh Hawley should resign.
We'll be talking about Washington, D.C. every day from hereafter, probably on some level. You know, everybody has to be responsible for the decisions they make, good or bad, indifference. That's what I'll say.
Police reform in Missouri will be part of the discussions during this legislative session, he says.
I think as we move forward when it comes to law enforcement issues, what we've learned from this summer, there needs to be discussion about that. The one thing I think we should all emphasize, how do we do things better? Now, what that looks like at the end of the legislative session, I don't know. But what I'm saying, that discussion needs to be had.
The political divide can be lessened if people work together on common goals like education, health care, and infrastructure, he says.
All of those things are not political issues. Those are things that are how do you make your state better? I think you need to respect one another. And just because you think it's the right way, maybe not what everybody thinks, and you have to understand that. And nobody's thoughts should be forced on other people, nor do I ever believe in that. I believe we all have equal rights, and I think it's important for me to uphold them.
Governor Parson will give his State of the State address at 3 o'clock on January 27th. For KMZU News, this is Joellen Black.